Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, which is we're celebrating our 11th anniversary of the newsletter as we celebrate the 13th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. That website, by the way, is a little more than 13 years old. Gerald Celente is our guest, folks. He's the author of Trends 2000. His publication quarterly is the Trends Journal, which I recommend to you. And Gerald, give us your website too, please.
TrendsJournal.com. That's TrendsJournal.com.
And they can. You're still publishing quarterly, right?
Oh, but with trend alerts all the time.
All the time. Yeah, I get those.
And we have also Trends in the News features. And remember George Carlin?
Yep.
Well, his brother, Patrick Carlin, who George called his wiser and older brother, we also have his features.
Really?
Video features.
Good.
Yeah.
So I'll have to check that out. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Go to our website.
I will. TrendsJournal.com, folks. Gerald, let's talk about what you're seeing across the world. We increasingly are in a global society, global economy, global marketplace. Seems like sometimes a global government. What are you seeing out there across the world that we need to be concerned about?
Watch what's going on in Europe, and you have the problems, the bank problems with Ireland, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Greece, and there's a time that's going to come when the euro is going to whole euro and eurozone formation is going to break up. We could see the end of the euro coming in many countries. It's been
exposed to failure in the last 24 months, hasn't it?
It has, and we said it wouldn't work from the beginning, and that the only reason it showed any promise is when it came about in the late 1990s. You know, it was the beginning of this whole globalization push. You know, we were kids. China wasn't in the game. The whole Soviet Union was locked behind the Iron Curtain.
But if
so
the euro fails,
expectation.
Gerald, if the euro fails, that's not going to be good, is it?
No, but this is a global crisis because what happens, Jim, you're seeing with the U.S., with Bernanke, lowering devaluing the dollar.
Yeah.
By dumping all of his digital money, not worth the paper it's printed on.
Does a lower dollar contribute to ultimately weakening the euro?
It starts a currency war.
Yeah.
So what happens is that the governments all start lowering the value of their currency so their exporters can export more. Currency wars plus protectionism over the century has equaled war. It always happens. You look at World War II. It was more than just about Hitler. There were currency wars going on. There were trade wars going on.
But you're not saying that we're going to it'd be something on the scale of World War II. You don't mean that, do you?
It can be.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, again, you know, I can only say by what we forecast
in
the past.
Well, you're
you know, money is the root of all evil, as mm-hmm. they say. And when you look at most wars, it's either about real estate or money. You know, they throw religion in there, but that's a cover up.
Why should American small businesses care about the stuff that we're talking about right now?
Well, because there's opportunity. I hate to say it, but there are opportunities as well, in the sense that there's going to be a big multinational backlash. You know, you look at China Ireland, for example. 90% of the exports coming out of China come from multinational companies.
Yeah.
They have no homegrown manufacturing or export base. So what happens is you're going to start seeing, as this protectionism barriers start to go up, made in America is going to be a huge, huge trend, or not made in China on the other end. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity. We have a sign, Jim, that goes across the front of our building. When you get on the Trends Journal, you click on to the very end of it. And it reads, "The American Renaissance has begun."
Hmm.
And what this renaissance is about is more than just art. It's about beauty and quality. And the businesses that are going to survive these times ahead, we say are going to make it by going after the 20% of the marketplace that will put money up for quality.
Right.
Not quantity, not commodity-priced items. You're not going to compete on that
and
level.
And that's where small business is. That's the small business wheelhouse, right? What you just said.
Exactly, and the big guys can't compete on that level.
That's right. And I'll tell you something, Gerald. And this is a trend. This is a prediction that I started making 12 years ago, and that is that as we move into the 21st century. Small businesses will become more important and will have more power across the world, not just the United States, but across the world. I still say, Gerald, that the 21st century is now and is going to continue to be the century of the entrepreneur.
I agree with you 100%. But in order for that to happen, the people have to realize that it's in their best interests to support the entrepreneur.
Yes.
Yeah, you pay a couple of pennies more.
Buy local, borrow local. I completely agree with that. And I'll tell you something else, Gerald. We've got to support entrepreneurs in other countries. We need to be doing business with those people. And as the technology makes that possible, that's going to create a network of trading among small businesses around the world. I believe that.
You know, remember, Jim, a couple of months ago, they had this egg recall of, a half a billion eggs? And they call these things farms?
Right.
How about chicken coop concentration camps?
That's right.
Anybody that eats this stuff understand what risk you're putting out there. And I love the names of the places. They give them
Holly Hill Farms or something. Hold on to that thought, Gerald Celente. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Go to trendsjournal.com. Find all of Gerald's stuff. I'm going to take a quick break. More to come after these messages. Don't unbuckle your seatbelts. More to come with Gerald. Tintel, stay with us. Just
like Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.